Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Reggie Ash, Chief Defense Development Officer at the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Welcome to Afternoon News, Reggie.
Thanks, Ted. Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and if you don't mind, let's talk just a little bit about you and your role at the Chamber.
Yeah, thanks. So I like to say I have the best job in town because I get paid to advocate for our soldiers and airmen here in Colorado Springs.
That is one of the best jobs at town.
It is, absolutely. To go in a little more detail, I get to help connect our business community with our military installations, and I do get to advocate for them. There are things that our airmen and soldiers can't say, those who are wearing a uniform, they're things that they can't say publicly, and I can say those things for them publicly, and I can say them to our elected officials as well. And part of that is I get to help develop our economy, our defense and aerospace economy in Colorado Springs, and a big part of that is recruiting new units here and trying to keep headquarters like U.S. Space Command here in Colorado.
Which is a huge effort. It is still ongoing, although it has taken something of a backseat to coronavirus. But if you don't mind touching on that effort and sort of what the status is.
Yeah, absolutely. So with this effort, the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC is leading a statewide effort to make sure that U.S. Space Command stays here in the state of Colorado. We're working on a national PR campaign, as well as a campaign to influence those political decision makers in Washington, D.C. We have had to put that on hold for a while. It's a smart thing to do to put it on hold because, one, we need to focus on our business community here in Colorado Springs and doing everything we can to help them. But certainly the decision makers in Washington, D.C. need to be focused on COVID-19 as well, rather than where U.S. Space Command is going to go.
And, we heard the president when he came to the Springs, I believe, made a speech, said he was going to defer that decision for a little while. And so then this happens. And now here we are fighting the corona fight. How's that playing out in your side of things?
Well, so it's disappointing that we have had to put things on hold for a while. But we know that in a matter of weeks, even if everybody's still working from their home offices and their dining room table like I'm doing right now, that the federal government's going to have to get back to doing the business of the federal government. And so that process to pick U.S. Space Command's location is going to get started again soon, and we need to be ready for that when it happens. And so we do have, so while the overall effort is kind of on ice right now, we are doing some planning so that when the federal government's ready to start working on this process again, that we're ready to engage them.
What is next for the Chamber, and how far down the road are you looking through this pandemic that we're dealing with right now?
Well, I tell you, right now with the pandemic, we are just focused on helping all of our businesses get their financial legs underneath them right now. And I'll tell you, so my portfolio is the defense and aerospace industry, and as a whole, that industry is doing fairly well because they're dealing with federal contracts and because at the national and the state level, they're critical infrastructure. And so the defense contractors are continuing to work, and they're doing, of course, very smart things with as many people as possible working from home. Those who can't work from home, they're practicing social distancing and they're doing smart things. But for that community, things are continuing to work. My peers at the Chamber and EDC are working with our retail industries that are having trouble, connecting them as much as they can with the Small Business Administration and the other entities. You know, earlier today, the Chamber and EDC hosted a virtual town hall with Senator Bennett. We had one last week with Senator Gardner, that's one of the joys with work at the Chamber and EDC is that we get to connect our members with the entities that can help them, as well as those key decision makers, our elected leaders.
And hands full right now, all hands on deck, and lots to look forward to coming from the Chamber in the coming months. And, Reggie, I'm looking forward to having you back not long from now. We'll do another update.
That sounds great, Ted. When we get back to work on this campaign, I would love to come back and talk to you again.
Sounds great. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Reggie Ash, the Chief Defense Development Officer for the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC.